1510 KFNN. It's business for breakfast at 6:53. Good morning. Ken Morgan here along with Julie Doherty. Well, as you know, a lot of interest in gold these days. And coming up on KFNN, twice a day, daily reports from Swiss America. And joining us this morning is David Bradshaw from Swiss America. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Thanks for being with us. SwissAmerica.com publishes a daily, weekly, and a monthly summary of the top financial news and views. Now, as the editor of that, I see you've written that gold is the best investment of the 21st century. Can you explain what you mean by that?
I'd be happy to. First of all, I don't know if there's anybody out there listening that would want to argue with that, but let's just start off with 2008 was a rough year for stock market investors worldwide. I think some $30 trillion evaporated as the credit crisis, recessions. Through it all, gold prices rose in 2008 for the eighth straight year. Been under the radar for a lot of people, but this is exactly what we said to expect way back in 2001. We released the book Rediscovering Gold in the 21st Century. And so here we are today in 2009. Gold's at about $934, up about 6% for the year. And it looks as though it's on a trajectory to close the year above $1,000. So we believe that gold is and remains the trade of the decade. Recently, we put together a five-year investment scorecard, you know, just stepping back and looking at 2004 through 2009. And we found over that period, stocks down 25%, bonds flat. Real estate is flat over the last 5 years, about where it was 5 years ago. The dollar down 5%. But the good news, commodities are up 40%. Gold was up 150%. So we think the numbers don't lie. Gold's become the ultimate form of currency because it has safety, liquidity, growth potential, especially looking forward at all the massive government spending likely to weaken the dollar and give us either stagflation or, some say, runaway inflation. So, yeah, we think gold is the best investment of the 21st century.
David, it's true that gold has gone up and performed very well since 2001, but looking at even the best investment, they can lose a bit of their gloss with today's financial world. Looking at oil prices, for example, today's gold prices have backed down from their historic highs as the financial markets have begun to look beyond the crisis, and yet you say the case for $2,000 an ounce gold has never been stronger.
Absolutely. You know, it's important to remember that gold is both a commodity and a currency. We saw oil prices melt down from 150 to $35. Gold dipped, but it's come back since then. So the London Telegraph reports that the era of peak gold has arrived. Strong physical demand, you got a falling dollar. Central banks are now buying it. Geopolitical risks with concerns about inflation. These are just some of the forces that are driving gold. So this summer what we did was we compiled over the last 3 or 4 years 75 experts' quotes from the media on gold, and their average projection, $2,200 an ounce. It's important to remember that a couple of times in the last year or so, gold has touched $1,000, and there are a lot of headlines that say things like gold at 28-year high. But we failed to realize that after you discount for inflation, gold price would have to rise to $2,175, or twice the current price, just to reach the previous peak that it was in 1980. So to say gold's at a 28-year high, you have to quickly say without adjusting for inflation. Bottom line, we think that rather than being near a market top, gold remains the buy of a generation. It's about halfway through a 15 to 20-year secular bull market. And the good news is it's not too late. You can just convert 5, 10% of your assets into gold and essentially start to put yourself on a gold standard.
All right, David, if our listeners would like to get more facts, every day here on KFNN we have twice daily reports coming up. Also, you can visit SwissAmerica.com, or you can call today for a free copy of Swiss America's 27th annual newsletter, The Financial Light of the World, and their rare opportunity DVD. Thanks for joining us today.